It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, October 18th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American writer and historian James Truslow Adams, born in 1878 in Brooklyn. Although he was not related to the celebrated Adams family of Massachusetts, so prominent in American history, he did write a book about them in 1930. He was not an academic, but a freelance author who helped to popularize the latest scholarship about American history, and his three-volume history of New England is well regarded by established scholars. Adams took his bachelor's degree from the New York University Tandon School of Engineering, then the Polytechnic Institute of Brooklyn, in 1898, and an M.A. degree from Yale in 1900. He entered investment banking, rising to partner in a New York Stock Exchange member firm. In 1912, he considered his savings ample enough to switch to a full-time career as a writer. Adams gained national attention with his trilogy on the history of New England in the early 20s, winning the Pulitzer Prize for the first volume. Scholars welcomed his social history of the colonial era, Provincial Society, 1690 to 1763 in 1927. He wrote popular books and magazine articles in a steady stream. His Epic of America was an international bestseller and was included in Life magazine's list of the 100 outstanding books of 1924 to 1944. In that work, Adams also coined the term the American Dream, which he defined as that dream of a land in which life should be better and richer and fuller for everyone, with opportunity for each according to ability or achievement. It is a difficult dream for the American upper classes to interpret adequately, and too many of us ourselves have grown weary and mistrustful of it. It is not a dream of motor cars and high wages merely, but a dream of social order in which each man and each woman shall be able to attain to the fullest stature of which they are innately capable, and be recognized by others for what they are, regardless of the circumstances of birth or position. Adams was very critical of American education in his 1929 essay, To Be or To Do, in which he wrote, "There are obviously two educations. One should teach us how to make a living, and the other how to live. Surely these should never be confused in the mind of anyone who has the slightest inkling of what culture is. For most of us, it is essential that we should make a living. In the complications of modern life and with our increased accumulation of knowledge, it doubtless helps greatly to compress some years of experience into far fewer years by studying for a particular trade or profession in an institution. But that fact should not blind us to another, namely that in so doing we are learning a trade or a profession, but not getting a liberal education as human beings." After 1930, Adams was active in the American Academy of Arts and Letters, serving as both chancellor and treasurer of that organization. He was also a member of the National Institute of Arts and Letters and several other learned societies, both here and in England. He died in Southport, Connecticut, of a heart attack in 1949 at the age of 70. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 18th, 2017. Thank you for listening to the Reader's Notebook. If you enjoy this weekday program, let the staff of Morehead State Public Radio know with your pledge of support. It's WMKY's fall fundraiser and membership drive. Call in with your pledge at 783-2001 or go online at WMKY.org. Thanks for listening and for making programs like the Reader's Notebook possible. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.